excited to talk about it. It's taking us a bit further into the knowledge of faith and grace and the value of it. The Lord wants to talk to you about a sealing by the knowledge of faith and grace. We're still in the segment where we're coming in and walking in the power of faith. And knowledge releases that. The knowledge of faith and grace releases power. And so we have been learning how faith and grace work in a channel of communication, one with another. They are attached at the hip and work perfectly together. You can't get in one. You can't be in one without being in the other. They're there. They're always present one with another. Faith and grace. Grace gets us to the authentic faith, and that's God influencing us there. It brings us into a realm of authentic faith. And then that authentic faith activates grace's reflection in and on our lives. So grace gets us faith, and then faith takes us back to grace to find the reflection of what we've been learning. It begins to appear, it begins to manifest, and that's also grace. Well, faith today is wanting to show us the importance of having the awareness of his grace. The reason why I say faith wants to, because faith also means understanding. So faith wants to reveal the importance of having the awareness of his grace. Today will be the day of strengthening and enlightening and the power of faith, which works by grace. And so it's another day of enlightenment coming. And so we're going to get into the word of knowledge here. We're going to learn about knowledge a little bit. The word knowledge means wittingly. It means you become cunning. Or the definition of choice for today is just simply awareness. Awareness. We know that grace means the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. Listen to what this word influence means. The word influence means the capacity or power. Look at this. The capacity or power of a person or thing to be a compelling force on or produce effects on the actions, behaviors, opinions, etc. of others. So when we're under the influence, we're under the capacity of the power of Christ. We're right there where the power is. And that's why God wants to enlighten us on being aware, having an awareness here. And so it's going to open up the capacity or power of him, of Christ himself. It's going to be a compelling force to produce effects on the actions, things that we're trying to achieve, and our behaviors and opinions all come under the heading of his power now. God is wanting to really, really open our eyes to an awareness, because he doesn't want us going back to walking in our own temperament, because my goodness, take it from me, there's nothing good that's going to come out of being in your own temperament. There's nothing good. You're never going to solve your own problems. You're never. The Bible says with me, you can do all things. And then he says, but without me, you can do nothing. Imagine that. How plain is that? Without me, you can do nothing. Powerful. So the Lord wants us to have an awareness of this here. He doesn't want us ever leaving the post of his doors, in which we've been talking about, because it's there that we've learned to lean and find the character of Christ, the temperament of the Lord. Coming into, I like what Erica said, that authentic place of faith. I like how Evangelist Benita broke down the four postures of faith. Those are those temperaments of God that he's putting on us. I believe the eyes of the eagle are in our atmosphere. I believe vision is coming open. I really do. I believe people are beginning to see what God is saying. Not only hear it, but we're beginning to see it. Vision is on our atmosphere. That's another one of God's temperament. We're moving not because of words we've heard, but now we're moving because of what we're seeing. That's another place of temperament. In Proverbs 2:6, now let's talk about this knowledge for a minute. It says, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. True knowledge can only come from what comes out of the mouth of God. The awareness that comes, it does still come out of a rhema word. It starts with a rhema word. And then what happens is the rhema word causes us to experience what we've been hearing. And so now God is saying here, true knowledge can only come from my mouth. It only comes out. It doesn't come from just reading the word. It comes from what God is saying about his word. God has given us true knowledge about his grace now. He's given us some insights about this grace and told us the repercussion of losing the knowledge of his grace. We cannot afford to lose the awareness of grace. Grace only runs by awareness. Grace will only be grace when you're aware of it. And our faith that we're getting from Christ is causing an awareness of grace. Faith is awakening grace, just as grace has awakened faith. We are truly blessed to be in this channel of communication between the two of them. We're truly blessed because once man, listen, grace will always take you back to faith. And if you allow faith, it will always take you back to grace to bring forth a reflection, to bring forth manifestation. Things get really hard when we walk away from the knowledge or awareness of grace. It gets really hard. The reason why it gets hard is because normally when you walk away from grace, you're back in self. It's the only thing, and I wanted to talk to you about that today, but I guess we'll tackle that on Thursday, that the flesh is grace's worst enemy. Your flesh, my flesh, that's grace's worst enemy. It brings what Paul called frustration, which we learned a little bit last week. So things do get really hard when we walk away from it, from the knowledge or awareness of it. Listen to this. Watch this. It says, by his knowledge, watch this now. Watch this powerful Proverbs 3:20. By his knowledge, awareness, the depths are broken up. Some of us are coming out of hard mess because of awareness of the grace of God that's on us. Our faith awakening grace, glory be to God. And what's taking is the depths are broken up. Watch this now. And it says, and when the depths are broken up, the clouds drop down the dew. The knowledge of God is the only thing that can break up the deep areas of our lives. Knowledge of God's grace, the awareness of his grace, his influence. So the truly strong places that take hold without reluctancy are broken because we start to move in his influence. We start to walk in his temperament. That's all moving by grace and bringing us into faith. Then the same knowledge turns and blesses us. Look, the dew drops. So now I'm getting, it sounds to me, watch this, awareness delivers and blesses all at the same time. It sounds like the bidirectional faith to me. It sounds like it, the bidirectional blessing. Salvation and success are coming by the awareness that we have of faith and grace. So now we're getting, the depths in us are being broken up. And the dew is dropping. And we know what dew brings. It brings harvest. Oh, it brings growth. It brings increase. God is doing this. And it's because people of God, man, rejoice because God is causing an awareness to come between faith and grace and grace and faith. God is causing us to be aware of this. Do you know how many people don't understand how faith is reconnected or connected to grace? They don't even know they're in the same room together half the time. But God said to TGM, I want you to have an awareness, my elite force. I want you to have an awareness of this so you can see true salvation and success. God is bringing us here, and he's bringing us here because he's making us aware of these two. He's making us aware by his knowledge, by his awareness. The depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. That's Proverbs 3:20. But I tell you on another note, and it gets kind of scary, is because God wants us in this constant awareness of being in the channel or the communication of grace and faith. It's a very simple channel. Grace is the divine influence upon our hearts and then the reflection on our life. And we know that. We've heard it. But you're going to hear it probably 1,000 more times before we're done. Grace is taking us over and causing influence, and that influence is it becomes our faith. And then that influence is going right back in the same channel of communication, It's going to go back, and that's where you're going to get your breakthrough. Your breakthrough isn't coming because you have a faith alone. Your breakthrough is coming because faith is causing an awareness of grace. It's causing an awareness. It's still not on your shoulders. Even after you've been filled with faith, it's not on your shoulders to move the mountain. Those mountains are moved by Christ still. It's still done by the Lord. It's not on your shoulders to carry this or to have that faith to, so you can move. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Those mountains are being moved by grace. That's the reflection of a thing coming into your life. And so God is saying, listen, I want you guys to have a full awareness of how it works, because God doesn't want us stressed or strained about anything, praise his name. He doesn't want us taking on his faith and then trying to maneuver or manipulate his faith. No, that's not the way it works. Grace will still come in. And there's no greater power, no greater force in grace, because love is tied in that thing. Love and kindness is all in grace. So every time we see mountains moved, it's by grace, through faith. Praise God. Praise God. But you don't have to carry the weight of your breakthrough. And God wants you aware of that. You don't have to carry the weight of being healed in your body. Grace has that weight. You don't have to carry the weight of your own prosperity. Hear it. You don't have to carry the weight of it. Grace is carrying the weight. And faith is unlocking that realm of grace for you and for me. Now watch this. Your influence kills the awareness of his grace. Watch this here. This is really powerful. Your influence kills the awareness of his grace and faith. In the book of Genesis, chapter 8, verse 21, it said, the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. Now, the word, watch this now, the word heart, it means the will or the intellect or feelings. The word evil means mischievous, bad, troubled, or vexed. It also means ill-favored. Man's heart is ill-favored. See, God understood that. He understood that our hearts or our own temperaments, our own mindsets, always come out in an ill-favored way. Every time we're trying to control a situation or circumstance without God's temperament, without God's grace, without God's influence, every time we end up in an ill-favored position, trust me on that one. I could write 10 books on that easy. Every time I get involved in something that I have nothing, listen, that God should be over, his temperament should be controlling, his temperament bringing forth absolute favor and grace. But because man's heart is evil from his youth, our hearts, our minds, our intellects, our temperaments, they're evil, our feelings, they're evil from youth. Is everybody listening?
Amen.
Man's heart. See, this is why God is saying, I want you in my temperament. Because your heart is evil. It's mischievous. It's troubled. And it will end up in an ill-favored position. So man's hearts is the opposite. Watch this. It becomes the opposite of grace. So when I'm in my own temperament, I am shutting grace down. I'm shutting it down. And now I'm walking instead of favor, which means grace. Instead of walking in favor, I'm now walking in an ill-favored situation. Because my intellect is on it, the way I feel and the way I view it, not God. See, I got to stay at the post. We've got to stay there, because every time we take over, and my goodness, I'm telling you, we take a situation that should be and could be favored of the Lord, and we bring ill favor. Ooh, Jesus. It's truly built to be ill-favored, man's hearts. Meaning it moves in the complete opposite direction in terms of right choices. It has been trained by the enemy to choose cursing, watch this, rather than blessing. We don't even know that, but man's heart will choose cursing rather than blessing.
Wow.
We'll choose that because the heart of man, listen, our hearts, listen, you got to hear me now. I'm going to slap us everybody in the face with one blow. Our hearts are mischievous. They're troubled. They're vexed. Our mindsets. They're not geared to walk and move like God. They're not geared for it. This is why God destroyed the earth in the first place. But he said, I won't do it again. He had another plan that was coming into effect. And he had a plan and his name was Jesus. I'll send my son, my only begotten son, and he'll live in their hearts, change their temperaments, change them to think like I think. My thoughts will become their thoughts. My ways will become their ways. And that's what's making the difference here. Because trust you me, you try making a decision to provide for yourself and to do for you, and it will end up in an ill-favored manner. But if you stay in the awareness of grace, you stay in having awareness, and we can tell the difference when we're under the influence of God and when we're not. God is training us. It's true, Erica. We are under training, and God is causing us to have an awareness of this grace and faith connection.
Amen.
So we never walk away from it ever again. He said, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, because the imagination of man's hearts is evil from his youth. They're evil from his youth. Now watch this here. This is what Jeremiah said. This is what Jeremiah said here in Jeremiah 17:9. It says, the heart is deceitful. The man's mindset, the man's temperament is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The word deceitful means fraudulent. Your thoughts are fraudulent. They're fraud. They're not accurate, though they seem to be. And you come up with solutions and you devise plans on how to win. It's still a fraud. If it's not God's intent or if it's not God's temperament or how God would handle it, then it's fraudulent. The word fraudulent means this: intentional perversion of truth in order to induce another to part with something of value or to surrender a legal right. Listen to that. Intentional perversion of truth in order to induce another to part with something of value or to surrender a legal right. Our hearts are fraudulent to the point where that it's coming in and inducing here. It's actually, I'd like to use the word seducing us from the truth. That place of value, that place that it's causing us to surrender the legal right. What legal right? Grace. We're surrendering grace because of our own mindsets. We're surrendering God's aid and relief because of our own mindsets. It's fraudulent. So every time we try to find solutions, it's fraudulent. That's why we go to the post of his doors. Desperately wicked, it says here, Jeremiah said, desperately wicked, help us, God. Desperately wicked means incurable. Oh, my goodness. It's incurable. In other words, listen. We don't need open heart surgery. We need a transplant. Your heart will never be cured. Your mindset, your temperament is incurable. So that's why David would say something like this: create in me a clean heart. That word create means dispatch me. Dispatch me a clean heart. Give me a new one, Lord. I need yours. Mine is incurable. It's amazing how, listen, guys, we could be moving so strongly, right? We're moving in the temperament of the Lord. But then a certain situation arises, and all of a sudden our hearts begin to give us insights and ideas. Mm. That same diseased heart that got you in the fix in the first place is still the same diseased heart. You can't trust it. You can't trust it. It's incurable. It wasn't cured. So don't ever think that you can relax from going to the post of his doors and take time to figure something out for yourself, because it doesn't work, because that heart is still diseased. And it's still going to end up in an ill-favored position. Somebody say amen if you can hear me.
Amen. Amen.
We can't afford to allow the heart to come in and then breathe ideas when we've been going consistently to the post of his doors. Somebody say, I just need to be patient. I just need to endure. I can't afford for quick fixes to try to come my way, because it always ends up with ill favor.
Amen. Amen, God. Amen. Amen.
I'll wait at the post. That's why the Bible says, wait at the post of his doors. Wait for his temperament. Don't move on what your heart is saying. It's a fraud. No, just because it was asleep for a while and you've been moving in the temperament of the Lord doesn't mean it was cured. No, it's not cured. It's incurable. Don't ever believe its ideas outside of the temperament of the Lord. Don't ever move in them. Sometimes they even have a sound that sounds like the Lord and brings a pseudo peace that you walk in, and then you still see ill favor. The awareness of grace, having the awareness of his faith and the relationship between the two, is paramount for us. It's absolutely vital for us that we never leave the side of the awareness, because it's in the awareness that you're going to see the release of the power of his resurrection, the power of faith at work. It's in the awareness here that we're going to experience, I'm telling you, the true power of faith. In the book of Philippians, it says it like this in Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. It says, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. And I do count them but dung that I may win Christ. And verse 9 says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through, there's your channel, the faith of denoting origin. The faith that is of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know, have awareness of him. Oh, watch this. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. So now I begin through the awareness here. See, it's the faith that is, watch this, which is through channel, there it is, you know, grace is tied in there, of Christ. It's his faith. I'm not doing it of myself efforts here. Why? I need results. Verse 10 tells me that if I do it through him, if I stay in his channel of faith and grace, if I stay here, watch this, I will know him, have awareness of him and the power of his resurrection. I'll see things move. See, the power of his resurrection speaks to us about this, and we all know this. It speaks to us about the power's finished works. I'll experience what he's already finished for my life. I will know this. Why? Because I'm staying in the awareness. Paul said, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss. Everything's lost for the excellency of the knowledge. The excellency of the awareness of Christ Jesus, who is all grace. See, now this is where awareness starts to release the power. You can't ever leave the awareness place. You've got to know when you're in the temperament of the Lord and when you're not. You've got to have an understanding. And we've got to understand that we don't move outside of the channel of grace and faith. We stay under the influence of our God. No matter what, people, trust me, the tests are coming. The trial is going to come. It's going to come and it's going to test you. Are you faithful? I believe evangelist said that, to the faith. Unmovable. Are you going to maintain your position in the channel, the communication between grace and faith? Don't move. Because if you stand still, you will see salvation. If you stand still, you will experience, you will know the power of his resurrection. You'll come to know it, but it's in the awareness. Paul said, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Meaning you lose yourself and stay lost. Don't ever come back in. I like how it says it in Philippians 3 and 8 through 11 in the message. I thought about you, Brother Douglas, if you're on the line. I thought about you when I read this. It says, yes, all these things I once thought were so important are gone from my life compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master firsthand. Everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant. Dog dung. I've dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by him. I didn't want some petty inferior brand of righteousness that comes from keeping a list of rules when I could get the robust kind that comes from trusting Christ, God's righteousness. I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience his resurrection power, be a partner in his suffering, and go all the way with him to death itself. If there was any way to get in on the resurrection from the dead, I wanted to do it. How powerful is that? How powerful is that? He's saying, I'm giving up everything to stay in awareness. Everything I thought was significant, I lose it. Because if I get tied to what I think is significant, I lose what is significant. And that's the awareness of Christ, the awareness of his grace, the awareness of who he is. We're gaining awareness at the post of his doors, everyone. We're gaining this. We're experiencing him. I heard the testimonies on Wednesday in the More group. People were talking about what this message has been doing for them. I love the honesty that I heard, and I loved hearing the results that people are having. So God is saying, so don't lose the awareness, because that's where it's unlocking. You're coming into knowledge. It starts with wisdom. Then it translates over to understanding. And then understanding becomes knowledge. It comes into the place of experience now. But now you started with wisdom. It was the principal thing that we heard wisdom speaking to us about the channel of grace and faith. We heard wisdom speaking to us about authentic faith. Now wisdom turned. We kept it. We stayed with it long enough to where we began to understand it. Now God is saying, I want to take your understanding that I've given you and cause you to know it, experience it, bring you into knowledge. Because it's by knowledge that the depths are broken up. It's by the knowledge that the dew is going to fall from heaven and cause the reflection to come into your life, to cause you to harvest. God is bringing us into the knowledge of this thing, and he does not want us to lose it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He doesn't want you losing it anymore, because every time you lose it, you go back into that ill-favored, fraudulent way of thinking, fraudulent temperament. You go back into devising your own way and having a plan. There's a way that seems right to man, the Bible says, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It seems right in the beginning, but it only brings death, ill favor. And God is calling us in now. He's calling us into the knowledge of this. He's calling us in. He started you out, I told you, with wisdom. Then he calls you to understand it. Now that understanding is creating a place where seeing and experiencing knowledge is now coming on the scene. Don't get me started in this thing, because those are three of the sevenfold Holy Spirit right there, taking over. establishing us. That's a threefolded cord that is not quickly broken. Wisdom going to understanding, now understanding leaping into knowledge. How blessed are we to come here? Ooh, Jesus. This is the depth of the reasoning. This is what the Holy Ghost note is here. This is the depth of the reasoning to why we go to his gate, to why we wait at the post of his doors. In the exchange of our temperament for his temperament, we get to know him. We get awareness. We can feel when we are in control as opposed to when he is in control. It's here in this awareness that his power flows from. The power of his resurrection. This is the power of finished works. This is the power that makes everything wrong right again. This is where healing is healed and it yields to heal. Awareness of his faith and grace produces this level of reflection.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
It produces this level. It really and truthfully does. I'm not going to lose it again. I can't afford to. And neither can you. Erica said that it's time now. It's past time. It's time for us to grab this, get a hold of it, man, and walk in it. See God. Experience this thing in its totality. It's our time, praise God.
Thank you.
It is our time.
Thank you.
You can't afford to ever walk away from the post of his doors. You've got to be daily watching at his gates. And having an awareness of the effect that's going to happen, the cause and the effect that's coming from it. The effect is reflections coming. True burden removing, yoke destroying power is about to be released. That's prophetic. True burden removing, yoke destroying power is about to be released. He said it's being released. Ooh, Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him are amen. I believe Benita told us that today. Amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. God did this, people. Is God doing this? Who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts or in our minds. The earnest of the Spirit is dwelling in the mind. The earnest of the Spirit is in the mind. It's when the temperament of the Lord comes upon us. It's here, this awareness here, that it creates, it's a seal. We've been sealed with this. Title of the message, A Sealing by the Knowledge of Faith and Grace. We're sealed here. Sealed, the word seal means this, security from Satan. To confirm, authenticate, place beyond doubt. In that seal, we're secure from Satan. We're authenticated in the seal. Where's the seal? The seal here, because he's given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts or in our minds. That's where that seal is. That's where we become secure from Satan. We're authenticated here. I told you, God has been calling it authentic faith. Because the Spirit now is flowing in our minds. We've got the temperament of the Spirit. He shifted our mindsets, and we are sealed here. We're safe from Satan. Oh my God, the value behind that. Man, we're confirmed here. We are authenticated, and we're placed beyond doubt. Doubt cannot come in here. We're sealed. Lose the awareness, and the seal starts to leak. If you go back into your own fraudulent mindset, the seal begins to leak, and unfortunately, Satan begins to make headway, and we start to see ill favor, and then doubt creeps back in. We don't feel authentic. We don't feel authentic anymore. It's not authenticated any longer. Now we're back into that old religious faith living, trying to live by faith. But if we stay in the place where the earnest of the spirit is in the mindsets, in the temperament, if we know, if we understand that, if we sit there, if we stay here, we stay in the awareness of it, we'll see. I'm telling you right now, we will see all security from Satan. We will know we're secure. We won't move in doubt. Everything will be about faith, authentic faith. So authentic faith releases the seal of his grace. It really does. It releases the influence. It releases his loving kindness. It releases favor. It releases a shield. It releases God. It's the ultimate place in which a Christian should live. It's really kingdom right here. It's kingdom. It's moving in kingdom living. It is the faith life. Truly. But you can't come out of the awareness. Oh, trust me. You lose the awareness of grace. Grace won't be grace. You'll start pushing faith and you'll start to try to get behind it. You'll think his faith needs your help because you lost the awareness of grace working with it. Two places of awareness we got to keep. We got to keep the place of authentic faith, going to the post of his doors and putting his temperament on, or he puts it on us. And then we cannot lose the awareness of grace.
Amen.
We cannot lose either or. We're sealed here. He said he's given us the earnest of the spirit in our hearts, in our minds. If you want that security from Satan, if you want the authenticity of the spirit or the spirit realm or the supernatural, stay right there in the awareness of his grace. For we are saved by grace through faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stay in the seal, everyone. Stay in the seal. Stay in the knowledge. Oh, glory be to God. Trust me, I'm telling you from experience. If you peep your head out just for a moment, your heart will be desperately wicked. Your heart will tell you and give you false solutions. Don't even peep your head out. Stay in the channel of faith and grace. Stay in that canal. Stay in the line of their communication. Don't even look out. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I feel that right there. Father, we pray that you give us the strength to stay in the line of communication, to stay in the awareness of grace and faith. And faith going back to grace. I pray that you keep us in the awareness of it, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that we don't ever look out and that we don't ever move on anything without having your temperament. The heart is so desperately wicked. It's so fraudulent. Our minds, our temperaments. I want to say they mean well, but it tells us there that it's actually mischievous. It has ill intent. It really does. The flesh is enmity with you. It truly is.
Yes.
It really is your enemy. It's always seeking to walk in the way that Satan has created and has built in his commonwealth, in his world, the prince of this world. It's always seeking some mischievous, fraudulent solution, giving false answers, speaking lies, muttered whispers. Oh, but Lord, help us to rise above muttered whispers, to come above, Lord God, the lies that are being told constantly by our own temperaments. Help us never to leave, Lord God, the post of your door. Help us to maintain our position through the awareness of what happens when we do. I pray for an outpouring of your grace. Prove, Lord God, to us, your people, what faith has produced, a realm of reflection in and on our lives. I pray, Lord God, for a release for everyone under the sound of my voice, that they'll experience a release, Lord Jesus. And it will heighten the awareness of faith communicating with your grace. I pray in your precious and in your holy name, Lord God, that grace's reflection be made manifest. I come in agreement with Evangelist Benita yet again, that today would be a miraculous day. Heighten our awareness of your grace, tag teaming with faith. Manifest, Lord Jesus, today. Manifest, I pray. And seal us. Seal us even the more by the knowledge, by the awareness of faith and grace. Secure us. And I give you praise for it, Master.
Hallelujah.
I give you glory for it, Lord. I give you glory, Lord. I give you glory, Master. I give you glory. I give you glory, Lord God. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, glory be to God. A few comments came in.
Thank you.
Tribe called blessed said, yes, Jesus, yes, Lord, amen. Elder Donna said, powerful, powerful. Nita Dame said, amen. We must remain aware, awake, and alert in faith under grace. Kurt said, amen. Nita Dame said, our bi-directional faith is birthing the seven spirits of God as well. Go ahead now, as the nine fruit, as well as the nine fruit of the Spirit. Elder Allison said, amen, authentic faith. Elder Donna says back, yes, yes, authentic faith. God is stamping awareness on it now. He's stamping awareness on it. A lot of people get wisdom, but then wisdom, they never go into the realm of understanding because they don't stick with it long enough. And then very few people graduate from understanding to knowledge. And it works just like that. It works just like that. Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Building blocks to absolute training, being trained properly from wisdom to understanding to awareness. Awareness can only come because you've experienced the wisdom that you heard. You've experienced that understanding that gets more deeply rooted in you than when you first heard it. And boy, when knowledge starts to come, when awareness starts to come, God is breaking forth manifestation. the reflection's coming. The reflection is here. It's already taking place.
Amen, God.
It's already taking place. Just stay away from your own temperament. Don't let there come a breach in the spirit. No more gaps in the spirit. No more gaps between us and breakthroughs. No more gaps between God finishing and showing forth his finished works. No more gaps. But we will abide, remain, stand still and steadfast in the temperament of the Lord. Take it from me again. You peep your head out just for a moment and your heart will deceive you. Your heart will deceive you. Too many times I've seen it. Too many times. That's why I said through faith and patience, consistent endurance, without error, you inherit the promises. I see where patience has to have a perfect work. Patience has to wait on faith to communicate with grace, to endorse grace, to bring forth reflection. That's where patience comes in right there. Wait. Wait. Ooh, glory be to God. Lift your hands for just one moment. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait. Ooh, I hear that. Wait, I say, wait. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Just wait. Don't move. Faith is endorsing grace to bring forth reflection. And he's creating an awareness when you see it. Just wait. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's what you do in the wait. You just thank him. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Ooh, glory be to God. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, yes, Master. Thank you. What are you thanking him for? For the reflection that's coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank him for the reflection that's coming. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, glory be to God. You've already got influence on you. Now you just thank him for the reflection. That's what we do in the wait. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you. Every broken thing has been fixed. Every broken thing has been fixed. That which was broken has been fixed. Ooh, glory be to God. Fully functioning. It's fixed. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm done right there. I'm finished for the day. Praise God. Praise God.